Hi, my name is Jerry. This is Founders Pit Crew. This is Abbott Stringham and Lynch. I'm a member of the Emerging Business Group, and I'm here with Mr. Kevan Barman, founder and CEO of Nest GSV. Welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thank you.
Kevan, so recently you presented on the topic of incubator, accelerator, or ecobator. Which platform is best for your startup for our Emerging Business Best Practices seminar? Based on that presentation, what are one or two thoughts you'd like to leave founders with?
So I think, you know, the question of whether or not an incubator or an accelerator or ecobator is the right platform for them, you know, really ultimately depend on those founders' experiences, you know, previously. So, you know what kind of I highly recommend that if someone's a first-time entrepreneur, to try to apply for an accelerator program, because it basically provides them the building blocks and the knowledge necessary to start a successful venture. An incubator, which I really didn't go into much detail, it really has accelerator within it. So, you know, if you want kind of a more broad level of support, where it has accelerator programs in it, then the Ecobator. And that's what we kind of developed, was a platform for really anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur. Whereas now the risk associated with an accelerator is that you got to get accepted. Mm-hmm. Whereas with our accelerator programs, you just have to be willing to attend. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the way we set it up, because we want people to learn and to become successful entrepreneurs, just kind of as our mission, you know, that's kind of what we are.
Mm-hmm. Based on that, if an entrepreneur needs additional guidance, are there staff members on your team that they should be contacting, or you directly?
No, I can't do everything. So we have a team. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a team that's solely dedicated to supporting the startups. They're called startup relationship managers. Mm-hmm. And you know, once we kind of accept somebody to come in, so we do have a selection criteria. For instance, we don't want ideas. We want actually companies that are already existing legal entities. So if you're just an idea, we're not the right fit. But what we do is, with every company that joins our community, first step is to meet with our business relationship managers. And then the second step is, once we kind of internally agree that, hey, we can help these companies, then they will meet with our senior staff, you know, for a half hour, just so that we can help them with their roadmap and find out what kind of resources we can provide them. Mm-hmm. So in that case, I try to be involved in most of those meetings, almost all of them, just because at our core, we need to accelerate the innovation process. And so the more I know, or my team knows, then we can, you know, help them at the right time.
Okay, great. Do you have any other advice you want to put out there to entrepreneurs?
Well, I think the biggest advice I could give, I think there's maybe two things I'd like to maybe encourage. Probably the single most important thing about a startup, the single most important thing at all levels, is the team. You know, make sure that early as possible, if you have an idea, find the right mix of people that complement each other. You don't want to have too many similar personalities, in my opinion, but finding that right mix of people, like, for instance, I feel today, at least I'm very fortunate to have a COO that I think his skill set is so complementary to mine. We both are committed to this, you know, venture, and the rest of our senior team. So the team is really important. And then the second thing I highly encourage people to do is shoot for hitting it out of the ballpark. Don't be conservative. Mm-hmm. Dream big. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you dream big, you're careless. You still, you know, there's only one way to eat an elephant, and that's one bite at a time. Mm-hmm. But do not be afraid of thinking big, and think about the true potential your company has. And more importantly, don't be afraid of communicating that vision, because that's what ultimately drives the organization forward.
That's great. Thank you so much for that advice. We love your passion that you have about this area. Thank you for being with us today. And this has been another Pit Stop for our Emerging Business Group, brought to you by Abbott, Stringham & Lynch.
Thank you very much.